Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the second day of March, year of our Lord 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. This is something that's very important. The chances of you encountering a criminal are certainly there. The chances of encountering a criminal after dark are even greater. At your home, at your farm, at your ranch, which brings up the topic of night vision. Night vision. Easy to get right now. Point, point, click, click. It'll be at your door in 3 or 4 days. A big, beautiful brown UPS truck dropping off whatever night vision equipment you select. We have a small selection of night vision at my website at thelibertyman.com under survival and tactical gear. If you want to look at several hundred different options, well, go to opticsplanet.com. That's opticsplanet.com. And if you want to see a good Hollywood rendition of the value of night vision, the motion picture 13 Hours, that will give you a great Hollywood version, which is pretty accurate, actually, of the incredible advantage that night vision and or thermal imaging will give you. So that's your prepper tip of the day. Check it out and make your choices and get it in inventory. We have patient Wendy Green with my friend Tim Spencer. Tim Spencer is a husband, a father, a grandfather, a rancher, a veteran United States Navy Submarine Corps, where he was in fact a submariner, and proprietor of the excellent website ruralsurvival.info. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, John. How are we doing today, buddy?
Really good. You and I talked briefly early this morning about our favorite communist Muslim, Valerie Jarrett, taking up residency in the 8,000-plus square feet home mansion that is occupied by Hussein Obama. It's not clear to me. Is she physically living there or just have office space? I really couldn't tell from what I read. Could you?
Well, I'm in the same position you are. I lean towards the fact she's actually physically living there. But what we read was not actually that specific, other than the fact saying she'd moved in.
Well, she can certainly have, out of 8,000 square feet, a little apartment off to one side with 8x10 glossy photos of her favorite people, Mao Zedong and Vladimir Lenin and Joe Stalin, carefully right. hung above her bed. So, regardless, she's there at least as a person working, she may be living there also. Not that it matters whether she's living there or not.
The point is that she's there, and that's the scary part. You know, that it leads people to question, okay, why would Hussein Obama meet her again in close proximity? You know, I mean, I think you and I have a gut feeling of what the answer to that is, but we don't know it for a fact. You know, in my opinion, he's planning a comeback. In one form or another.
I've always felt that she was the brains behind the operation while he was the happy face shaking hands and not really doing much of anything as far as original thought and original ideas. I think they're coming from Valerie Jarrett, not from Hussein Obama. His role is basically to be a front man, a cheerleader, to draw people and draw money to the efforts that they're doing. What do you think?
Yeah, I would actually completely concur with you in that assessment. And I like your cheerleader thing. You know, he so fits the role with those limp wrists. And, wouldn't surprise me to see him in a cheerleading outfit.
Well, two of my neighbors actually did shake hands with him. It was a United Auto Workers sponsored event when he ran the first time, 2008.
Right.
And they both told me, John, when I shook this man's hand, it was like shaking the hand of a 12-year-old girl.
Right.
So, Now, and of course, he's had the best coaching money can buy when it comes to public speaking and putting on what appears to be a manly demeanor to people who aren't paying too careful attention. I'll never forget that photograph of him riding that bicycle wearing shorts and a silly bicycle helmet.
Yeah. That was funny. I remember the picture you're talking about.
Yeah. He looked like a sophomore in high school going to school. It was really a hoot. I mean, can you imagine General Eisenhower doing something like that?
No, I can't. I mean, can't even get over the bicycle helmet. You know, I don't know what it is with the bicycle
How about Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah, same thing.
Oh, yes. Well, regardless, 8,000 square feet is a lot of space for a lot of administrative work to take place, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's a tremendous amount.
Yes. The average suburban home is about 2,000 square feet, give or take a couple hundred square feet. So it's about the size of a little bit bigger than four average suburban ranch-style homes.
Right.
And, of course, the Secret Service is on the premises, aren't they?
Well, yeah, unless he'd run them off. Yes, absolutely they are.
Well, they can't. I don't think he can. I don't think that's an option.
Okay, thought it was, but I could be wrong.
Well, maybe it is. I mean, he may have private security. I don't know if they want to spend the money, but all former presidents have Secret Service details until the day they die. That's pretty much the way it is. Yeah, but I would look at them as a fifth column, a way to provide intelligence to proper authorities. The FBI would be the proper authority to keep tabs on the Muslim communists that are, 2 miles from the White House? Is that the distance?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it is. But somebody said 2 miles, you know, and that's probably give or take a few blocks, but he's not far from it.
Yeah, A average full-size city block is 1/10 of a mile, so it's basically 20 blocks away.
Yeah.
This is not a good thing. Typically, when presidents become former presidents, they go back to their home state or place of their choosing, They engage in writing books, giving speeches, playing golf. Of course, this former president, and I mentioned this several times, you know, being president of the United States is basically being the CEO of a major corporation, a Fortune 100 corporation, very similar duties and responsibilities. But I think most boards of directors of most Fortune 100 companies would ask the CEO to retire if he played golf as much as Hussein Obama did when he was CEO of the United States.
Right. I agree. I mean, he did not... Let me see, I read something, I forgot how he was ranked, but he's ranked towards the bottom of our, you know, how good presidents did in office. I think he was 12th from the bottom, and I think that would seem generous.
Yeah, and just a few days ago, the liberal press and many liberal legislators were upset about the President Trump's top administrator, this woman, I forget her name, but she sat on...
Oh, yeah, and Conway.
Yeah, Miss Conway sat on a couch with her feet tucked up underneath her in the Oval Office. I don't believe that. I think that pales in comparison to Hussein Obama putting his shoes up on that beautiful desk there in the Oval Office.
I agree.
And of course, for a Muslim, and he is in fact a Muslim, it's an extreme insult to show the soles of your feet to any human being that might be within sight of you, putting the soles of your feet towards them, your shoes.
Correct.
I should say. So he did both. He put his feet on his shoes on that beautiful antique desk, which has a lot of history to it, and showed the soles of his shoes to the people assembled in the Oval Office. This
you
woman,
know what Ms. Conway was trying to do was get in a good position to take a picture. That's really what she was doing.
And well, that was it was also a very female posture. Women do sit that way. You know, real men don't, obviously. But that's a very female posture for a woman to tuck her legs up underneath her when she's on a chair or a sofa like that.
Right. I really didn't see anything wrong with it, personally.
No, she may or may not have had her shoes on, but I doubt there was any mud on her shoes being in the White House.
I doubt it, too. to me it looked like she was trying to get in the perfect position to get the picture she wanted.
Right.
You know, that's what it looked like to me.
Well, the mainstream, the lamestream media, fake news, liberals, they're looking for anything they can to latch on to cause some discord, anything.
Right. It's like them going after Sessions now. You know, he spoke or he gave a speech, you know, in front of a bunch of ambassadors, and one of them was Russia, and they thanked him for the speech. Therefore, he lied to Congress. You know, it's so ridiculous. They're grasping at straws.
Right. Right. Well, it's very transparent what they're doing. It's very transparent. There's nothing there for them to grasp onto that's real, so they're making things up as they go along.
And everybody seems to forget there's no law against speaking to somebody that happens to be Russian.
No.
There's no law against it.
Of course not. Of course not.
But they're trying to make it like it's some illegal act.
Yes, well, most Americans get their news from social media. I've only recently become aware of this, that Facebook is looked at as a source of news, which was
scary.
It's scary. I mean, there's little video clips that people can watch, and I got people sending me things all the time that I'm looking for articles written by journalists that are respected, trusted journalists. Instead, what I get are these little video clips, most of which are very unprofessional, with poor audio, not properly edited, no really sources that you can verify much of the time. But that's what's becoming mainstream news for most people, isn't it?
It is. Now, there occasionally, my daughter checks her Facebook account every day. Our computers are maybe 4 feet from each other. And I look over my shoulder, and there's usually a lot of funny comedy stuff. But occasionally, there is some nugget of news in there. The good part is my daughter will ask me about it instead of taking it as fact. You know, that's the good part. If it's something she's interested in, she'll say, hey, Dad, is this true? And if I don't know, I'll research it and find out. You know,
right.
So...
Right.
But, yeah, she's on Facebook, not a lot, you know, usually a half hour a morning, and you're right about what's on it. Mostly it's BS. Some of it is truly funny, you know.
Yes, well, there's a lot of funny stuff there. You can get distracted to the point of not doing things that are actually productive with all the silliness on Facebook. And this is for all my listeners out there. Don't try to contact me through Facebook. It may be 2 or 3 months before I even see your message. So do not attempt to communicate with John Moore using Facebook. It may be 2 or 3 months before I ever know you sent the note. I got a message on Facebook to that effect. But my contact information is at my website, my email address, my telephone. Facebook is something I do not use to communicate with people.
Your mailing address is on there, John.
It is, absolutely.
Yes, it is.
There was a note on Steve Quayle's website about some very unusual activity in the Antarctic, isn't there?
Yeah, I did. I read that, John. And don't get me wrong, I personally like Steve Quayle. I found the article lacking in specifics. You know, there's lots of equipment being moved there, okay? What kind of equipment and what quantities?
Right.
You know,
right.
There's lots of personnel being moved there, okay? How many personnel with what specialties?
Right.
You know, and I read his source, too, and I had the same questions. I'm not saying that there's any falsehoods here. What I'm saying is there's no way to verify it.
Well, there's not, and the Antarctic is a place you can't just book passage with American Airlines and get a room at Holiday Inn and rent a car to drive around where you want to. That's not going to happen. It will not happen.
No.
Even if you happen to own your own 727 aircraft, you're not allowed to fly. It's restricted airspace.
Right. Correct.
So it's a continent. It's the most highly restricted, hard to get to continent on the planet, for a lot of reasons. If you use Google Earth, which I've done, you'll find out that many hundreds, possibly thousands of square miles are blocked out by Google Earth on the Antarctic continent.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Now that's done for a reason. It actually takes more time and effort to block out images than it is to allow these automated systems to do their thing. It doesn't, isn't it, Tim?
Oh, it's much easier. Yeah.
So it takes effort. Effort means paying people money to block out hundreds of square miles of the Antarctic continent. What are they fearful of? Now, the Russians, you know, our most legitimate enemies, of course, would be the Russians, Chinese. They have their own satellite imaging, so they know what's there.
Well, so that's not for the people. It's not for other governments, John.
Precisely, and that's the point I want to make. If it was a matter of national security, it wouldn't. That's a big. So what? It's to keep average Americans from seeing, and average people, my listeners, not just Americans, but people in Germany, and Australia, New Zealand,
right.
Switzerland, to keep my listeners and people all over the planet from seeing what's there. Not to keep the Russians and Chinese, because they can see it.
Right.
So they're fearful of common people knowing what's going on in the Antarctic continent. And I think that's worthy of a congressional investigation, don't you?
I do, but I don't think it's going to happen, John.
I don't.
I absolutely believe it is.
It's not going to happen.
No,
that's not going to happen. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge, to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com, and use promo code TALK.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table, and he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's Fear Index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks Market Watch. And many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 2nd of March. Tim, before we get to our next caller, do you have any flash drives in stock?
I've got, I think, either 15 or 16 of them ready to go right now.
Okay.
$55.95, 1,750 documents. Yeah, get them while they're here, folks.
Well, it's not, it's a mix of books and documents. And It's quite an extensive library of very helpful information that could be life-saving. The index is there at your website at ruralsurvival.info, isn't it?
Yeah, all somebody's got to do is click on the red and black flash drive, top right-hand side of every page. It takes you to the page about the flash drives, and right towards the top there's a link for downloading the index. It's 52, 53 pages, and it lists everything on the flash drive. Some of these items are one or two pages. Some of them are several hundred pages.
That's right. Right. So, you'll find dozens of books you like out of that bunch. Here's our next caller, Terry in Wisconsin. Good morning, Terry.
Hello. How you doing?
Really good. What's on your mind?
Morning. Well, we were talking about the Antarctica thing, and I just wanted to point out a couple of things. Matter of fact, I heard you talk about the Empire Beneath the Ice, and I contacted you, and you were nice enough to give me that information. So I went out and bought the book, and I really like what he's doing. But I wanted to point out another book that was out before his, and it's a guy named Herbert Dorsey. And the name of the book is The Covert Colonization of Our Solar System. And he really kind of went more in depth about the players and, you know, what had taken place from the 1930s on with the German government and their participation down there. And I just really think it's an interesting topic, and there's a lot of talk on the Internet now about things that are about to happen and all that kind of stuff, and all we can do is wait and see. But I just wanted to let your listeners know about this other book, and, you know, if people are interested in it, they should get a hold of it.
Mr. Dorsey's last name is D-O-R-S-E-Y?
Yes, Herbert Dorsey. Oh, he's got three books out on the subject. He's pretty gameful guy, but this particular book is really, really great. It really puts it all together.
Up. Okay, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. You know, it's a difficult, the Antarctic, anything and everything to do with the Antarctic is very difficult to research and find out anything of substance about, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, everything I've read, not everything, most things I've read speak in generalities, and you don't know if it's coming from somebody's dreams or nightmares or if it's fact. I'm not saying everything's like that, just a lot that I have read. I would love to know specifics. Of course, you know me, I'm a detail guy. But getting hard information on specifics is almost impossible from down there.
There's U.S. Navy went down there with Admiral Byrd, and every account, every worthwhile account that I've read tells me they got their butts kicked by some entity down there, most likely the Third Reich. And the Navy apparently done a pretty good job of keeping, how many hundreds was there? There must have been maybe 3,000 to 5,000 sailors, keeping all these guys quiet all those decades about what actually happened down.
Right, and we got to remember, even if you're there when you're in the Navy, doesn't mean you're out in the open where you can see what happens.
Right.
You know, if you're on board a ship, or especially a submarine, you know what you're told about what's happening, and that's it.
Well,
if you're down below decks where most of the people are, you don't necessarily know what's going on, even though you're there.
Well, that's true on one hand. On the other, there was aviators and men on
the
ground, and a lot of, and of course, the men involved in the intelligence gathering and communications. So there would have been several hundreds of men who had a lot of firsthand observations of what was taking place.
But it's much easier to keep a few hundred men than a few thousand men quiet.
Well, that's true. Which brings us to a quick something I want to touch on also, is the Gulf of Tonkin incident and how all those sailors have kept quiet all these decades.
Sure.
Amazing. Right. Amazing. We'll be back after the break with Tom Berryhill. We'll talk about the energy cleanup. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number. And I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 2nd of March. This is 24 Minutes. I look forward to every week when we talk about a very special product, which I use every night, which Tim Spencer uses every night. It's called Energy Cleaner. We begin these conversations with my friend, the manufacturer, Tom Berryhill, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, this is the day every other Thursday. We pick a postcard out, and here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. We have a promotion going until next August, sponsored by Tom Berryhill, where every 2 weeks, every other Thursday, we pick a postcard out that my listeners send in. If your postcard is the fortunate one that gets drawn, you get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner $75 off retail. And it's a $200 of that retail price goes to Republic Broadcasting as a fundraiser. So the details are at my website, thelibertyman.com. Get those postcards in. 2 weeks from today, we'll have our next drawing. So I'm reaching into the envelope here and picking out a card. And I have the card in my hand. And this card belongs to George, area code 205. George in telephone area code 205. I have his email address. And George, I will be sending you an email letting you know that your card was chosen. And you have the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner $75 off retail and any of my mattress pads for 10% off retail. So, George, I'll be in contact, and congratulations for that right there. Well, Tom, during the introduction, I mentioned I use the energy cleaner every night, and Tim uses his every night.
Absolutely.
And you're in the business, Tom, of helping people get their lives back, aren't you, sir?
Oh, that's right, John. I use it every night as well. It's and have for many, many years, going on 18 years now. So it's been a while, and I've got received good results as well as many others. You know, recently, John, I received a message from a very nice lady who made the mistake of traveling out of town. She traveled to Florida and failed to take her energy cleaner with her, and she said that's a mistake that will never be made again. I know Tim Spencer did the same thing once.
I did exactly the same thing.
Went to the same place, Florida, and failed to take your energy cleaner along, and you certainly noticed the difference, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. In fact, it is, Tom. I actually had it packed in a bag to take with me. And I walked out the front door, and it was the same bag my socks and underwear were in. So, of course, when I got to Florida, we had to make a trip to Walmart immediately. But I actually left the bag sitting by the front door.
Uh-huh. Oh, well. Well, yep. We're having dinner in a few hours with Leon Green, and he left his energy cleaner in Colorado when he took this road trip to Ohio and back. So it'll be interesting to see if he's been able to tell the difference. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a marvelous healing device. It's called the energy cleaner. That's the name of it. It is the energy cleaner. It puts out an electrostatic signal. It's not a TENS unit. It's not a Rife machine. People, Tom, they want to try to associate and connect the energy cleaner with something they're already familiar with, don't they?
Yes, that's true. John, and speaking of Rife machines, I received an email, this is maybe 6 or 8 years ago, from a gentleman. He was in California, and I remember him telling me that he had spent over $10,000 for a very special type of Rife machine, and he said it really worked good for him. But he told me that the energy cleaner did more for him than that $10,000 Rife machine. So he was very, very pleased. And you can't beat the price.
No, no. And of course, when you first linked up with the manufacturer of the energy cleaner, the inventor, they were handmade one at a time with a beautiful handmade Amish wood cabinet, and they were $3,000 a piece, and people were lining up to buy them, weren't they?
Yes, they were. They couldn't get them out fast enough. And people were paying that amount based on the results that they received from using this technology. So there was no problem early on selling them at $3,000. I was actually the one that really hammered on Lee Kroc to get the price down, because I knew people just could not afford, the people that needed it the most, they could not afford $3,000 for something like this. Lee then agreed to lower it to $1,000, and that included a pad. Unfortunately, the pads that were shipped in those early days were some specialty shielding material that I informed him about, but I warned him that it would be perishable from repeatedly bending it and using it. He did go with it, but we and it was very expensive, but it worked quite well. And so quite a few of those units were sold at that price, and then I just kept working on Lee to work with me, and we both were able to get the price down to where it's being sold today. And
right. Right.
And that price has been maintained for many years now.
Right, right. Well, it's an affordable price. Basically, the price of two tires for my automobile is what we're looking at here. And yes, it's affordable. Some people do have to struggle to get together to the money, and I understand that. And of course, I do accept PayPal. And if you're a resident of the United States, you can make payments to PayPal and spread that $285 out. And of course, if you're getting a mattress pad, there's going to be some extra expense for the mattress pad, which it's a great combination. And the mattress pads are meant for elbows and knees and not be damaged. So they last for many, many years with no damage. So that's what most new energy cleaner buyers are getting, is a energy cleaner and a mattress pad. Ladies and gentlemen, the energy cleaner is about the size of a cigar box. And it takes 9 D as in Delta, 9 D cell batteries, no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials, simply one LED light. It alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, that it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. And then there's one plug-in to plug in one wire. Now, that wire could be part of one of the mattress pads, or it could be a wire going to a metal spoon in a bathtub, if you use the bathtub method, which the bathtub method we should talk about more frequently, Tom, is one of the more effective ways to use the energy cleaner, isn't it?
Probably the most efficient way to get that energy transfer into your body. What we do is simply charge up the water in a bathtub. That water will take on the charge. Some people will choose to put some Epsom salts in there, which is a good idea, I think, John, because we're all kind of lacking as far as magnesium goes. So the Epsom salts will help you get some extra magnesium intake, and will also make the water a little more conductive. But I do want to say that just tap water is fine. You don't need to do anything extra to make it conductive. It will work just fine. The spoon we recommend, because everybody has a metal spoon in their kitchen. There's no sharp edges, and that is very easy to clip the wire onto and suspend into the water. Just an inch or two, 3 inches, it doesn't matter. If it's just barely touching the water, that is even good enough. It's not right. Very non-critical. And that will transfer all of the energy from that energy cleaner instrument into the bath water and then to every part of your body that's immersed in that water. So make the water comfortable, warm. Whatever temperature works for you is fine, and make it as deep as you possibly can and get down into that water as far as you can. Right, and it's right. A very, very efficient right. Way of using this.
Now, another way to do this is the hot tub method. Now, here's what you do. You have a typical hot tub temperature is 115 degrees or so, which for most people, 15 minutes is enough. But if you turn down the temperature to 98 degrees, it's quite comfortable to sit in there. That's body temperature, by the way, 98 degrees, sitting there for an hour. And one of the ironic things from both the bathtub method and the hot tub method is that the ends of your fingers don't look like raisins, do they, Tom?
No, you don't have that effect from the water. I don't know exactly why, but
it's dehydration is what it is.
Yes.
And the dehydration is not taking place.
Right. So it certainly has something to do with the polarity cycles of the energy cleaner that's flowing in and out, and perhaps not letting you dehydrate like that. It's got to be what it is.
Yeah, we're sure. But here's the icing on the cake, ladies and gentlemen. You're risking nothing when you buy an energy cleaner from John Moore. I offer, for me to you personally, it doesn't involve Tom Berryhill or any third party, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Something that if you was to ask your health care provider would not be well received, would it, Tim?
No, not even as a joke.
No,
they found don't like that kind of talk at all.
This is, you're speaking from experience, aren't you, sir?
Oh, yeah. Real short story. I broke an arm, went into a local doctor here who's now dead, and I still don't want to talk about his name. He's got family here. But and jokingly, once I got through the blood pressure and all that stuff, when I saw him, I said, now, if you can't fix this thing, you're just like a plumber or a carpenter, right? I get my money back. And he got very irate. And told me to leave, which I did. I knew better than to argue. It's his property, right. You know, so right. I left.
Right.
But
right.
I all the way laughing out the door to myself, you know, thinking, oh, my God, you know, I knew it was bad. And wow. So.
Well, it's not an issue with John Moore and the Energy Cleaner. I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. And another ironic thing about the Energy Cleaner is much of the time, not all the time, but much of the time, the more chronic the pain is, the worse situation is, the quicker people get relief, don't they, Tom?
It sure seems to be the case. Many times we've done seminars and people will bring friends in that are having some extreme pain issues, and they'll just try it out for a half hour, 45 minutes, and get relief in that amount of time. To the total amazement of the friends that brought the person in. So I always remember the one seminar I did, John, where a lady came in a wheelchair, and everybody in the group knew this woman. And it was nobody that was planted. It wasn't set up or anything like that. And I had never met her before, but she came in and decided to try it. And in about a little bit over a half hour, she actually stood up out of that wheelchair and walked around a bit, and she says, "I can't believe it. I have no pain." And she left that evening pushing the wheelchair out of the room, not being pushed in it. So she was very, very happy about that.
I bet she was.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And she did buy a unit and continues to this day to use it. And as far as I know, I haven't talked to any of her friends in several years, but as far as I know, this nice lady is still out of that wheelchair and walking.
Well, that's very gratifying. Most people make a living doing something that does not have this direct and this dramatic impact on, positive impact on people's lives. So I feel very blessed to be able to work with you, Tom, on getting the word out on these. And I know Tim certainly appreciates Energy Cleaner, because if it wasn't for the Energy Cleaner, this is year number 8 of your use of the Energy Cleaner. What's your prognostication of where Tim Spencer would be if you didn't start using Energy Cleaner 8 years ago, Tim?
Either dead or permanently institutionalized. It'd be one of the two.
No third option.
About it. No third option.
Yep. Now, September 8 years ago, if I put a gun to your head and said, "Tim, I need to climb this 60-foot radio tower,"
I would have said, "Pull the trigger." I just said, "Pull the trigger," because I ain't going.
Yeah.
That would have been too much incredible pain to do something like that.
But in the meantime, you've done that, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I have. Yeah, I think I haven't got a picture or two laying around. Yeah, I climbed that thing all the way to the top of it, mounted an antenna on it, and, you know, it was interesting. Didn't really enjoy it, but I did it.
You not only climbed it, you did work up there, and then you
climbed on the very top
back.
Of it.
Yep, yep. Did you have to attach coax on the way going up or coming back down?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because I've done this a few times myself, so I know the procedure. Well, then you got your life back, obviously, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely I got my life back. You know, what can I say? I mean, my life is so much better compared to what it would have been. It's just incredible. I don't know any other way to put it, John. Here I am 8 years later, and I'm still excited to talk about the Energy Cleaner every Thursday.
Yeah. You know, it's been a good thing for everybody, because your story is so dramatic. Most of the people listening to us, whether they're in the United States or Australia or Germany, have, especially if they're over age 50, have issues with arthritis pain, back pain, not getting a great night's sleep. That's where the Energy Cleaner comes in. That's what we focus on. You can order your Energy Cleaner and mattress pads right at my website at thelibertyman.com. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. Of course, PayPal now takes payments. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. And I have a toll-free order line. Don't try to call me at this number. Orders only, please, 24 hours a day. Answered by a very polite young woman in my hometown, St. Louis, not Mumbai. Here's that number, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We've got a break coming up here in less than 2 minutes. Tim, we've got hundreds of people listening to you and I talk, and they've been listening, and they're thinking about it, and they're procrastinating, aren't they?
Yeah, and I understand why, because what we're talking about is so unbelievable. You know, the old saying, when something's too good to be true, it normally is, but in this case, it's not. And I understand people's hesitation, but with your money-back guarantee, they really have nothing to lose.
Right.
You know?
Well, I should have did this years ago. It just simply didn't occur to me to offer a money-back guarantee. But, you know, it just popped in my brain all of a sudden. I thought, yeah, why not? This is what I need to be doing to help
right.
people have a bit more confidence and get past that procrastination so that they can go ahead and get their life back and get off those pain meds. Pain meds are debilitating, aren't they, Tim?
Oh, absolutely they are. And not to mention the damage they do to your body, your liver, your kidneys. You know, you're putting a poison into your body. That's how
absolutely.
It works. It's a mild amount of a poison. And the sooner somebody can get off the pain medications, the better they're going to feel overall.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm off it completely.
I know you are. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the second day of March. Well, Tom, and you're going to join us for dinner this evening with Leon Green, and it's going to be a fun evening. And we'll be talking about health and all the different aspects of health. And like I say frequently, Tom, the energy clear is not the silver bullet. It's part of an overall healthy lifestyle, which involves proper nutrition, exercise, and a positive mental attitude as well, isn't it, Tom?
That's correct, John. I always explain it like trying to put a fire out, but you keep throwing gas on the fire. You can't do that. You've got to modify your diet, better nutrition. If you're doing supplements, by the way, the energy cleaner will really help make those supplements work in the most efficient manner. It really, really helps with that. And sometimes people on medications have said they've been able to cut back on at the doctor's orders, you know, that they need to cut back on the dosage because it's working so good for them. So, and I'm no fan of pharmaceuticals, but sometimes they're required. But you're able to maybe...
Hey, guys, can I throw something out here?
Please do.
Okay, well, listen, what I wanted to say, folks, because I don't want to lie by omission and make somebody think that this thing has cured me of everything, I just want to let people know I do still have occasionally a bad day, a day in pain. But overall, my life is 99.5% better. But, you know, I didn't want somebody to get an energy cleaner and all of a sudden, 3 months down the road, say, oh, I'm in pain. This thing isn't working. That's not how it works. You can still get hurt. You can still overdo it. You know, I just wanted to throw that out there just for general info, John.
You mean like when you lay on a concrete garage floor when it's below freezing for 8 hours straight?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, little things like that. Yeah, well, that's asking too much of the energy cleaner, I think.
Right, but I just want people to understand that.
And that's coming from someone, Tim, that's coming from you that previously stated that it hurt to breathe.
That's right. It did. It used to. Every breath literally hurt, even when I was sleeping. Not because of my lungs, but because my back was so bad. Any movement, even breathing, caused significant pain.
And I'd like to add, anybody that wants to learn more about what's going on with the cells and how it's all working, I would suggest they get the books by Dr. Robert Becker. One of the books is Cross Currents, and the other book is The Body Electric. There's a lot of good information in those in both of those books that will get you educated on how your cells work and how the body uses energy to heal itself.
Outstanding. Well, Tom, thank you. We're about to have the music come up here. We appreciate you being with us, and we got a break coming up, and Tim and I will continue an hour or two. I look forward to seeing you in a few hours here, Tom.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Yeah, we got more things to talk about. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about this letter I received, this one-page letter that we talked about privately concerning the map. Concerning the map. The third secret of Fatima and the Wormwood Passage. Fascinating. Okay. It's another, as my friend Paul Martin would say, another brick in the wall of this information. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.